Sheldon, Raj, Leonard and Howard are writing on pads, a Klingon dictionary in the middle of their table.
Time. All right, Klingons, pencils down.
Okay, I have pach.
Got it.
Pach.
Yep. Have it.
Puch pa'ah.
Have it. I have chur.
Got it.
Nechmach.
Yeah.
And kreplach.
Hold on a second. Kreplach?
Yeah.
Isn't Klingon, it's Yiddish for meatful dumpling.
Well, as it turns out, it's also a Klingon word.
Really? Define it.
Kreplach, a hearty Klingon dumpling.
Judge's ruling.
Bilirbe.
Hey, guys, I need to use your TV.
What's wrong with your TV?
I don't know. It just died. I'm getting a bunch of static.
Did you pay your cable bill?
Ugh, you sound just like the cable company. All right, so Tyra Banks is about to kick someone off America's Next Top Model.
Excuse me, Penny, but
don't tell her.
You're playing Klingon Boggle.
Oh.
What do you mean, all? Like she didn't know we were nerds?
All right, if you must watch them muted with closed captions, please.
Fine.
He shakes some letters on cubes.
All right, Boggle Warriors. Kapla'a.
While Sheldon writes on his pad, the others are staring at the TV.
Look at those women.
Gorgeous.
Oh, Worf. Nice. Too bad that's a proper noun.
Oh, look, there's the future Mrs. Wallowitz.
No, wait, that's the future Mrs. Wallowitz. With her head in the lap of, what a coincidence, it's the future Mrs. Wallowitz.
Yeah, and they can all move in with you and your mother. The current Mrs. Wallowitz.
Is Chibehe spelled with a or a ch?
Why is that Mrs. Wallowitz crying?
Oh, that's Aunt Ais. None of the other girls in the house like her.
House? What house?
They all live in a house together.
A house where?
I don't know. Somewhere in L.A.?
Wait a minute. You're telling me that I'm within driving distance of a house filled with aspiring supermodels?
Yeah, I guess.
And they live together and shower together and have naked pillow fights.
Penny heads for the door.
Wait, where are you going?
To pay my cable bill.
All right, pencils down. I have loch, mach, and cherch. Anybody got those?
The others are glued to the TV.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory. Raj and Howard are transfixed by the TV.
Did I miss anything? Did they kick Giselle off?
Not yet, but her underwater photo shoot was an embarrassment.
Sadly, Mrs. Giselle Wallowitz is sensitive to chlorine. Lucky for her, I like my fashion models pruny and bug-eyed.
Sheldon, food's here.
Oh, there's the house. Freeze frame. Freeze frame.
Raj puts a sheet of tracing paper against the TV screen and marks it with a pen.
What are you doing?
Marking the star positions and physical landmarks so we can find the house of the supermodels.
Why?
Isn't it obvious every week they kick out a beautiful girl, making her feel unwanted and without self-esteem? A.K.A. the future Mrs. Howard Wallowitz.
Is my hamburger medium well?
Yes.
Dill slices, not sweet?
Yes.
Individual relish packets?
Yes.
Onion rings?
Yes.
Extra breading?
I asked.
What did they say?
No.
Did you protest?
Yes.
Vociferously?
No.
Well, then what took you so long?
Just eat.
What I miss, what I miss.
Giselle's hanging by a thread.
Oh, good, I hate her.
Then you're not invited to our wedding.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, do we have to suffer through this transparently manipulative pseudo-reality again?
Yes.
You and I have a standing TV schedule, which is the result of extensive debate and compromise. Any alterations, except for breaking news, have to be pre-approved at the weekly roommate meeting.
Put it on the agenda.
But you have to make a motion to put it on the agenda.
Oh, I'll make a motion, but you're not gonna like it.
Fine. Mock parliamentary procedure. At least put it on mute.
Giselle's not getting kicked off. It's totally gonna be summer. What?
Sheldon's onion ring. Just put it back.
It's one onion ring.
Just put it back before he comes. No, I don't think that's where it was. Okay, here he comes. Deny, people, wall of silence.
Sheldon comes back to the table and stares at his plate.
Who touched my plate?
Penny did it.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I was hungry. What's the big deal?
The big deal is that nobody touches food on my plate.
All right, look, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, but that is your second strike.
What?
You have two strikes. Three strikes and you're out. It's a sports metaphor.
A sports metaphor?
Yes, baseball.
All right, yeah, I'll play along. What was my first strike?
March 18th. You violated my rule about forwarding email humor.
I did?
The photo of the cat who wants to has cheeseburger.
Lol cats, they're cute and they can't spell because they're cats.
I trusted you with my email address and you betrayed that trust by sending me internet banality, strike one. Touching my food, strike two.
Don't worry, they only stay on your record for a year.
You can get them removed early, but you have to take his class.
I touched one onion ring.
And then you put it back, compromising the integrity of all the other onion rings.
Oh, honey, the buses don't go where you live, do they?
Look, Penny, I wish I could be more lenient with you, but since you've become a permanent member of our social group, I have to hold you to the same standards as everybody else.
Congratulations, you're officially one of us.
One of us. One of us.
Well, what a thrill.
You're sitting in my spot.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Leonard, she's in my spot.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. After you leave, I still have to live with him.
I don't care. I'm taking a stand. Metaphorically.
All right. That's it. Strike three.
Ooh, strike three. I'm banished? What the hell kind of crap is that?
Don't worry, I'll talk to him.
Yeah, you do that.
Just so I know, would you be open to taking his class? You can do it online.
So based on our triangulation, we've narrowed down the location of the top model house to 3 square miles in the Hollywood Hills.
Or possibly Durham, North Carolina.
When we find it, you want to go with us?
To do what?
Party with the pretty girls, dude.
Are you insane? You're not gonna party with them. You're not even gonna get anywhere near that place.
That's what they said to Neil Armstrong about the moon.
No one said anything of the kind to Neil Armstrong. The entire nation dedicated a decade of effort and treasure to put a man on the moon.
Well, my fellow Americans, before this year is out, we will put a Wallowitz on one of America's top models.
And a large number of people will believe it never happened.
Let me guess. Quesadilla with soy cheese for the lactose intolerant Leonard.
Thank you.
Shrimp Caesar salad with no almonds for the highly allergic, kosher only on the high holidays Howard. And for our suddenly back on the Hindu wagon Raj, meat lover's pizza, no meat. Coming right up.
Wait, excuse me. You forgot my barbecue bacon cheeseburger. Barbecue sauce, bacon, and cheese on the side.
Oh, I didn't tell you? You're banished from the Cheesecake Factory.
Why?
Well, you have 3 strikes. 1 coming in, 2 sitting down, and 3, I don't like your attitude.
You can't do that. Not only is it a violation of California state law, it flies directly in the face of Cheesecake Factory policy.
Yeah, no, there's a new policy. No shoes, no shirt, no Sheldon.
I bet we could sell that sign all over Pasadena.
Honey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Here's the thing. I talked to Sheldon, and he feels terrible. And he agrees that he was unreasonable and out of line.
Really? Well, that's great.
Yeah. So just apologize to him, okay?
What? I'm not gonna apologize to that nutcase.
Oh, come on, it's easy. He'll even tell you what to say.
Leonard, don't you get it? If you guys keep going along with his insanity, you're just encouraging him.
We're not encouraging. It's more like knuckling under.
Look, I like hanging out with you guys, but I'm not gonna apologize for something I didn't do.
Well, actually, technically, you did do it.
That's strike one, Leonard. Here you go, quesadilla, salad, here's your pizza. And thanks to Sheldon's heated discussion with my manager, one barbecue bacon cheeseburger, barbecue sauce, bacon, and cheese on the side.
Thank you.
Go ahead, eat it. I dare you.
He looks warily at his burger.
There's the house. I found America's top models.
Are you sure?
Look, on the roof, Anais and Giselle are sunbathing.
European style.
You can recognize people on Google Earth?
Of course not. I got a buddy of mine at NORAD to have a spy drone fly over.
NORAD? You're using military aircraft?
It was already targeted to poke around a nuclear reactor in Siberia. I took it an hour out of its way, tops.
Okay, where is he?
Sheldon, I just dropped him off at the comic book store. Why?
Here, try and go online.
Any problem with the Wi-Fi?
No, just try.
Greetings, hamburger toucher. You are probably wondering why you cannot IM with your little friends about how much you heart various things. Well, this recorded message is alerting you that I am putting an end to your parasitic piggybacking upon our Wi-Fi. If you want to remedy the situation, you can contact the phone company, set up your own Wi-Fi and pay for it, or you may apologize to me.
He gives a curt smile.
Well?
I reiterate, knuckle under.
Oh, no, 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 no. It is on. I am going to introduce your friend to a world of hurt.
Oh, Penny, you don't want to get into it with Sheldon. The guy is one lab accident away from being a supervillain.
I don't care. I was in junior rodeo. I can hog tie and castrate him in 60 seconds.
No need to neuter the nerd. I can get you back online.
There, see? Problem solved.
Voila.
Hello, puny insects. As a consequence of your efforts to circumvent my will, everyone is awarded one additional strike.
Thanks a lot, Howard.
What are you complaining about? I'm the one who has to take the class again.
Sheldon emerges from his apartment holding a laundry basket and sees Penny leaning against the wall.
Hello.
Time to do your laundry, huh?
Saturday night. Saturday is laundry night.
I know. Every Saturday at 8:15. Easy to anticipate.
He gives her a look.
What are you implying?
I'm implying that you're a creature of habit. And if something were to prevent you from doing your laundry on Saturday at 8:15, you might find it unpleasant.
Sheldon hurries downstairs.
Knuckle under my ass.
In the laundry room, all of the machines are in use.
Oh, no. Are all the machines taken? What are you gonna do?
No problem. I'll just do my laundry another night.
Another night? Well, I guess you can try, but deep inside your heart, you'll know that laundry night is always Saturday night.
He gives her a withering look.
Woman, you are playing with forces beyond your ken.
Yeah, well, your ken can kiss my Barbie. Sheldon! Sheldon! Sheldon!
He opens his apartment door.
Yes?
My clothes?
Your clothes?
Yes, I left them in the washers, and when I went down to get them, they were gone.
Really? Despite the sign that says, do not leave laundry unattended?
Sheldon, where are my clothes?
You know, I do recall seeing some female undergarments. Where was that? Oh, yes. Earlier this evening, I happened to gaze out the window, and a brassiere caught my eye. Do those look familiar? When you understand the laws of physics, Penny, anything is possible. And may I add, moi, ha, ha.
Get them down. down.
Apologize.
Never.
Well, then may I suggest you get a very long stick and play panty pinata.
Wait, Sheldon, this has gotten way out of hand, okay? I've done some stupid things, you've done some stupid things. Haven't we just call it even and move on with our lives?
I've done no stupid things.
And look, you've got to meet me halfway here.
I am meeting you halfway. I'm willing to concede that you've done some stupid things.
Hey, you guys are talking again. Good.
They glare at him.
What happened?
Leonard, remember when I said it was on? Well, now it's Junior Rodeo on.
Oh, not Junior Rodeo. What did you do?
I had no choice, Leonard. She ruined laundry night.
He looks out the window.
Oh.
Mwa-ha-ha.
Leonard goes into Penny's apartment, where she's taping two brooms end to end.
Telephone wires can't electrocute you, can they?
No. Look, this has to stop.
Oh, no, no, no. It is just beginning.
All right. I really didn't want to do this, but... Here.
What's this?
It's Sheldon's kryptonite.
Oh, my God.
He can never know that I gave that to you.
Look, I said I wanted to hurt him, but this?
It'll shorten the war by 5 years and save millions of lives.
Oh, pause it. That's it. Confirmed. We now have the address of the top model house.
God bless you, Google Street View registered trademark.
Okay, for the record, what you guys are doing is really creepy.
You know what? If it's creepy to use the internet, military satellites, and robot aircraft to find a house full of gorgeous young models so that I can drop in on them unexpectedly, then fine, I'm creepy.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah, hold on a second. I'll get him. Sheldon, it's for you.
Who is it?
Your mother.
Oh, good. Hi, Mom. How are you? But Mom, she keeps sitting in my spot. And she touched my food. Okay, yes, I took her clothes, but she started it. No, that's not fair. Why should I have to apologize? I really don't think this is the kind of thing Jesus concerns himself with. No, you're right. I don't really know what Jesus thinks about. All right. Goodbye.
He looks at Leonard.
Did you tell on me?
Are you kidding me? I already have two strikes.
Penny. Penny. Penny.
She answers her door.
I'm very, very sorry for what I have done. Here's your laundry. I rescind your strikes, and you are no longer banished.
Can I sit wherever I want?
His face twitches.
Never mind. That's not important. Sheldon, this was big of you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good night, Sheldon.
Penny?
Yes?
Well played.
Thank you.
Just remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Understood.
They walk away from each other. Models in skimpy clothing wander about the model house. One of them answers the front door.
Can I help you?
Yes, we're here to fix the cable.
I think we have satellite.
That's what I meant.
Oh. Okay, come on in.
A leggy woman in a bikini strolls past.
She's taller than all the women in my family combined.
What do we do now?
A tall brunette saunters by.
Follow Mrs. Wallowitz.